Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across South Carolina's business community. Here to help us with that is Alan Cooper. Alan is founder and editor of three online business news websites in South Carolina: Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. Alan, welcome back to the studio.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Well, in late April, SCENG, with the troubles that were kind of surfacing in and around the bankruptcy of Westinghouse and what's the best path forward for the nuclear plants being built, they went into a period called an interim assessment agreement, which ends today, June 26th. And this has been a time period for them to assess, you know, what is the best path forward for the stakeholders and for the shareholders. So obviously there's, you know, increasing concern about what is going to happen to these plants that are 37% done and billions of dollars into the construction. SCENG will present what the solution is to the Public Service Commission going forward.
We'll be keeping our ears open then on the news to see what develops with that. Anything else?
Well, there was a big announcement in healthcare last week with the proposed partnership and affiliation between the Greenville Health System and Palmetto Health. They are proposing an additional $1 billion in investment, and, you know, with the goal of increasing care, improving care, increasing access. And we're in an era where we have to figure out how to address healthcare costs, which are increasing constantly. So,
and I guess they are seeing synergies that will result in cost savings.
Hopefully. I mean, I've heard of, you know, small hospitals have struggled over the last 10 years. So maybe this is what we're going to be seeing in the future, is larger healthcare institutions.
All right. What else do you have for us?
There was a big announcement, a partnership between Siemens and the University of South Carolina, that I think is really going to position the University of South Carolina as a national leader in terms of education in advanced manufacturing. It's a $628 million in-kind donation of access to Siemens product lifecycle management software and hardware. It's going to be used at the McNair Aerospace Center, and also has incredible implications for the University of South Carolina's College of Engineering, where students will have direct access to this software that's already been used in companies across the globe. So big, big announcement there.
Any entrepreneurial aspects that might have been talked about with this, maybe in this research, startup companies?
Yes. I mean, the major theme is digitalization. The head of Siemens was talking about the impact that it will have in terms of increased productivity, speed to market in industries like aerospace and automobiles and electronics. I mean, these are sweet spot areas for South Carolina.
All right. We've got time, I think, for one more. What else do you see happening around our state?
There was a kind of a cool announcement also out of Charleston, where there's a property called the Jasper, which has been a project that the beach company has wanted to develop for years, literally since 2006. They've proposed a number of different solutions there. It was nixed by the Board of Architectural Review in 2015. They appealed it, but now the project is going to go forward. It's just north of Broad, towards the Ashley, right on Colonial Lake. It's obviously a very unique part of the peninsula.
Do you suppose that the rapid growth, all the accolades that Charleston has been receiving lately, has maybe helped the judges or whoever this was appealed to change their mind on this?
I'm not sure of all of the details, but this is a property that dates back, like, I think, to the 1930s. As it exists right now, it's not a particularly attractive building, but the challenge was legally trying to get code changes that would be necessary to develop on the property. Interestingly enough, there's another project on Laurel Island on the other side, large-scale project that was going to develop on this 160 acres just off of the peninsula, and that project has been canceled. So, there, you know, I think things balance off.
Well, Alan, we are into officially the summer months now. Anything showing up on the event calendar for our business community?
We've received a lot of events that will be taking place on August 21st. In Columbia, obviously all centered around the total eclipse of the sun that will be taking place. In the upstate, Tri-County Technical College, tomorrow will be holding a back to work for the 50 plus set. strategies for kind of getting back into work. And in Greenville, Columbia, Charleston, the 1 Million Cups event, which is a very cool event every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock for entrepreneurs.
Alan, thanks for stopping by today.
Thank you, Mike.
Alan Cooper is founder and editor of three online business news websites, Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. We will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us through links to our social media network with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.